The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Welcome to Japan Top 10, February 2024, episode 504. And I'm your host, Miyabi.
I'm your host, Louisa.
Nice to meet you, Louisa. I think it's our first time to record together, right?
Yes, it's our first time. I can't wait to share so many wonderful songs with you.
Okay, let's just start, shall we?
Yes, of course. Now, before I'll start, let's do some little announcements first. If you want to join our team, we are now looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts to join our podcast. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcasts out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details. Now, let's start with our first song, number 10, Heartbeat by Yaosobi.
Number 10.
It's a cockle, nima, nai, caru, kuchi, de, mitari, ni, kimi, o, okora, sete, shimata, ne, gomen, ne, sai, ida, se, na, kata, kono, shinzo, o, no, oto, ga, urusakute, it's that.
Well, as we all know, YOASOBI is a very famous music super duo formed in 2019. They are composed of Vocaloid producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Ikura. Both of the members of YOASOBI had active music careers before forming the duo. Ayase is a record producer, songwriter, and then a vocalist of rock band Da Vinci 2012 to 2020.
Yeah, they also had their Asia tour, I will say world tour, last year and got really popular all over the world because of the song Idol. And they also performed in the NHK television for their on Japanese New Year, Kohaku Dagasen. They were having Korean Idol 17s as their back dancer and also a lot of Japanese idols as well. I think the stage was really amazing. Heartbeat was released as a standalone single on December 26, 2023 through Sony Music Entertainment Japan. As a theme for the 7th iteration of annual television special, 18th Fest.
Yeah, 18th Fest is actually something really special because YOASOBI was actually performing with 1,000 18-year-olds in Japan who submitted their worries, their troubles, their hopes to the duo. And then the two went through all their letters and selected 1,000 people for the song. So the song is actually to encourage these young adults. It has a very touching backstory and makes it even more special.
Yeah, totally. I think it was a very special event. I also saw some comments about this song, and the listener was saying we must go watch this live mm-hmm. version. I hope our audience would check it out mm-hmm. as well. Let's go to our next song, which is new on our list. Something That Shines by Acid Man.
Number 9. We'll be right back.
君がくれた一つの音で世界は色づき始めたんだ。だからその手を離さないで、この手は君を守るために。
Now you've heard Something That Shines by Acid Man. Acid Man is a Japanese rock group from Virgin Music, formed in 1997 with four members: Shiibashi Takeshi, Urayama Ichigo, Sato Masatoshi, and Oki Nobu. They created two demo tapes together in 1998, but former vocalist Shiibashi Takeshi left in 1999.Okinobu took his place and became the leader of the group.
The band is often characterized as punk music or alternative rock, but their musical style is broader and it is to blend various kinds of individual styles. You'll realize when you listen to their song. Some interesting fact is that Okinobu paints many of the band's album covers, so he's not only a talented musician, but he is also a talented artist. Well, this song, A Little More Fact, is the theme song of the manga series Gorudan Kamui and was then adapted to an anime television series, which is aired with two seasons in 2018. So, the anime series Golden Kamui follows the story of a former soldier who fought in the Russo-Japanese War, and the main character desperately participates in a gold rush to make a fortune so he can keep his promise to his late friend who died in the war. So I'd really recommend you to listen both the music and also watch the anime series.
Without further ado, let's go to our 8th song, Flower Fuji Kaze.
Number 8.
「みんなと」
Now you've heard Flower by Fujikaze. Fujikaze is a Japanese singer-songwriter and musician under Universal Music Japan. He was raised in Satosho, Okayama in Japan. He started playing instruments when he was only 3 years old. He began uploading covers to YouTube at the age of 12. He released his first studio album, Help Ever Hurt Never, in 2020, which reached number 1 on the Billboard Japan Hot Album chart and number 2 on the Oricon Albums chart.
Fuji was also the first Asian in history to debut a song in all 73 available countries and regions of the Spotify charts. So this song is a song that I really liked, and it was used as the theme song for the drama series Ichiban Sukina Hana. Hana means flower, and this song actually means has a meaning of encouraging listeners to embrace their own uniqueness and embark on the journey of self-discovery. I really like this song because it reminds me to appreciate the beauty in moments of life and also to endure what lies ahead of us.
Yes, I like this song not only because of the melody, the notes of jazz piano, drum, the lyrics of expressing and discover ourselves and about what we really want to do, no matter what the world looks like. Also the music video, in the beginning he was wearing suits in all black, but in the later half he was in clothes with colorful flowers. During the release event of Flower, it was mentioned that he created this song during his flight only with a ball pen and a paper without any instrument. And by the way, he also came to Shanghai last year for the Asia tour, and he was playing piano with his slipper on stage. yeah, which also showing his free will.
So did you go watch his concert?
Not really. I wasn't that obsessed with Fujikaze, but I believe there's quite amount of fan in China.
Yeah,
and a lot of audience was like hammering and singing with his melody together during that live. So, which is really amazing. I think Fujikaze himself was surprised by the fans.
Yeah, he has a lot of friends in the whole Asia or even the world. Yeah, I'm listening to his songs right now, and of course because of the song Flower, it made me take a look at his playlist, and then I start to really appreciate, and I know why people are so obsessed with him. Now let's move on to our next song, Bring Bang Bang Born by Creepy Nuts. This is a new song on our list.
Number 7.
Hey, hey, やいやいや学歴もない前科もない余裕でこの存在自体が文化財なのびそ高級車は買える免許はない愛車全国各地をらす一品このベロがブリンブリンバレットならまた関西なまり生身のことだま音楽幸運処理の女神というもさまだバンバン漫画みたいなガラとまんまで張り合いてしまってる漫画圧倒的力この頭と口からこの体たるは吐いてないこの面に傷もついてない繰り返しやらかしてくため次回かつい年齢を刻むしはブリンバンバンブリンバンバンブリンバンバンボン俺のままでブリンしたバンしたバンするためにポンしてきてリポン
鏡を鏡
Singing brim bam bam brim bam bam brim bam bam boom.
Now singing
brim bam bam brim bam bam brim bam bam boom.
Now singing
brim bam bam brim bam bam brim bam bam boom. Do da next, do da each bam
bay. Hey hey, 俺のままでいるだけで
ショーフェクス。
Hey hey, 誰も口を挟めない。
ドミテス。
Hey hey, 俺のままでいるだけで
ショーフェクス。
Hey hey, 誰も口を挟ませない。
ドミテス。
Prippy Nuts is a hip-hop duo formed in 2013. They've made a major debut under Sony Japan on November 8, 2017. The single, their 高校 debut, 大学 debut, 全部しましたけど major debut. So, Creepy Nuts is also a very interesting band, and when you listen to his music, you will realize how different he is from other bands. His music style is combined of lots of elements, which you might not hear from other Japanese music. So, a little fact for this band, the first member is Aoshitei, whose real name is Kohei Nogami.He has won the Japan's highest peak MC Battle Tournament, Ultimate MC Battle Championship for 5 consecutive years from 2010 to 2014, and in the main race, Grand Champion for 3 consecutive years from 2012 to 2014. This is a really impressive achievement.
Yes, totally. The second member is DJ Matsunaga, whose real name is Kunihiko Matsunaga. On August 24, 2019, he won the DMC Japan DJ Championships 2019 Final Battle Category. On September 28th of the same year, he participated in the battle division as a representative of Japan at DMC World DJ Championships 2019 and won the championship. Bring Bam Bam Born is the opening for Mushoku Magic and Musou.Season 2.
Yeah, although I haven't watched this anime series, I know that this series is loved by a lot of fans. And their song Bling Bang Bang Born is also a Jersey Club track. And the story of Magic and Muscles is actually about the protagonist, a young man who was born without magic in a magical world.Who has to fight against a dark magic organization. So if you're interested, then go and check out. It should be really interesting. Although I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I think the hip-hop duo is combined by two champions, and which is really powerful. I've been watching the JTV drama called Daga Jones ga Aru, which is, I think, which means there's still passion.It's about two groups of comedians, and I think Creepy Nuts was mentioned in this drama, and they once produced songs, I think, for the Japanese gagman, which makes them hit as well. They are also currently hosting the radio program, the quite famous one,All Night Nippon, which is also very interesting, and maybe our audience may know that. Before we introduce our next song, we will just have a quick announcement. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts? reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full detail at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Now let's move on to our next song from Mrs. Green Apple, which is also a new song on our list. It is Nahato Mochiku.
Number 6.
This song is a new song from Mrs. Green Apple, and I'm also a great fan of their band, and I'm just so excited to introduce them to you. Mrs. Green Apple is a Japanese rock band from Tokyo that made its major debut in 2015 with EMI Records. Their singer, Omori, started creating music when he was in 6th grade, but did not form a band till 2013. Mrs. Green Apple was formed in the spring of 2013 with four members, Omori, Wakai, Yamanaka, and a former member who was a bassist. Later, Omori invited Fujisawa, and Mrs. Green Apple became a five-member band.
But I think they are only three members now, are they?
Yes, I think so.
They are known for performing the fourth ending theme to the anime series Yu-Gi-Oh! Arc 5, as well as their first full album, 12, which placed 10th on the Japanese National Oricon chart. I think I first know them is because of the one of the anime called Enshou Bodai. I think they produced the opening for that anime. And I think recently the news about the Omori is that he got a bit physical issue. His ear, one of his ear, but he insists to continue his music career for now.
He was diagnosed with sudden hearing loss in his left ear, and that was really sad, but we hope that there's some treatment for him and everything will be fine. Yeah, so a little more information. Actually, before they had five members, but then now currently only Omori, Wakai, Fujisawa are their current members. So, a little more fact for Mrs. Green Apple. They are known for performing the fourth ending theme to the anime series Yu-Gi-Oh! Arc V. And I really love their songs, and especially the song, and also our new song, Nahato Mujiku, which is about giving yourself a hug no matter how the world works and no matter how hard it is. And Mrs. Green Apple's songs always give me chills, especially when Omori hit his super high notes and sings with so much passion. Before we move on to our next song, we have a little announcement. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp along with the song that you would like us to feature on the podcast.
Now let's have our fifth song, which is a new one, Time Paradox by Vongi.
Number 5.
ポケットの未来を覗いてきっと笑ってくれるから 先で会うあなたの痛み一つ拭う魔法ねえほらしまっておきたよどうしても拭えない痛みが君を襲いかかる時が来るさそうの時は君のその魔法の力を唱えてみてねえあのね僕のポケットの未来の君はねいつも笑ってるんだよだから君のポケットの未来の僕もね欲しいかな、ね、笑ってて欲しいから、ね、笑っててくれよ、
Future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Now you've heard Time Paradox by Von D. Von D is a Japanese musician who started his career in 2019 by independently uploading online before breaking out late in the year with the song Tokyo Flash. He was released songs for multiple TV shows, including Chainsaw Blood for Chainsaw Man and Hadaka no Yusha for Ranking of Kings.Time Paradox serves as the theme song for the movie Doraemon, Nobita's Symphony.
Yeah, I just can't wait to watch this movie because I'm always a Doraemon fan. The last one I watched was Stand By Me 2 and I can't wait to see it. It is set to be released on the 1st of March 2024, and which is coming very soon.So I'm also a great fan of Von D, because his songs are always so melodic and I really like his distinctive vocal style. It combines conventional Japanese singing methods with contemporary pop sensibility, which makes Von D's music stand out. His lyrics are both intimate and accessible, and his music always explores themes of love and heartbreak. His songs has captivated audience from all over the world from his memorable tunes and beats.
Yeah, totally. And I think he's very strong that he only debuted for a few years, but he's already having a tour around Japan and in arena. He has a very amazing stage performance. And I think he sings so good.
Yeah, he sings just so well.Yeah, and his music videos are quite interesting too. Sometimes it has a storyline and the visuals are so captivating.
Yes, the visuals are all amazing. And also, which makes me really envy about is that he always invites very famous actor, actress in his music videos.
Mm-hmm.
It was real...Yeah, it was a really high quality music videos.
Yeah, and one time I remember he invited a Hong Kong actress, because I'm from Hong Kong. So I, when I saw his music video, I was so impressed that he, I see someone I'm familiar of featuring in his music video. This is really very impressive to me. And wow, he really invites different artists that is all over the world, or maybe that is at least not Japanese. And it has some interesting chemistry when I see that actress on his video.
Yes, and let's move forward to our next song, which is Trace of Light by Gen Hoshino, which raises 4th place in our list.
Number 4.
Now you've heard Trace of Light. Gen Hoshino is a Japanese singer-songwriter, musician, actor, and writer. I've also read his essays, which is also really good and easy to read one for foreigners. And from its formation in 2000 until its disbandment in 2015, Hoshino led the instrumental band Sakeroku, where he played marimba and guitar.
And in 2021, Hoshino married actress Yui Aragaki, who is his co-star in the television series The Full-Time Wife Escapist. This song, Trace of Light, is used as the ending theme song for the new anime film Spy Family Code White, which is so beautifully and sentimentally expressing the story. I really like the song, especially because it's so melodic and it has been on my playlist for quite a long time.
Yes, totally. And also it reminded me his another song, Comedy, which was the ending of the first season of the same anime, Spy Family, I think. Yeah, I feel like it's a continue of that song, which is really nice. And also about he played marimba, I think he also write about why he started marimba in his essay. And I think it was influenced by the famous artist Yellow Orchestra. Yeah, I think he's really talented. He also good at acting and songwriting and music. And also he write something. And he's now also hosting the radio program All Night Nippon as well for a few years.
You sound like a real fan of Gen Hoshino.
Yeah, and he also have performed so many times on the Japanese New Year TV program Kohaku Takase.
Now our next song is Be a Flower by Rokushoku Shakai, Green Yellow Society.
Number 3.
Money.
Green Yellow Society is a band from Nagoya, Japan. It has four members, including Nagaya Haruko, Kobayashi Ise, Anami Shingo, and Pepe. So the band is actually formed by five high school students in 2012. Before they met at school, they had become friends on social media.
Yeah, the name Ryoku o Shoku Shakai comes from when Nagaya was drinking vegetable juice. Kobayashi, who saw this, said Ryoku o Shoku Yasai. But the other members mistakenly heard Ryoku o Shoku Shakai. I think Pepe, when she is this keyboardist, before she was playing classical music, and when she was doing some live performance, she always will add some classical music elements as a mood maker. You know, sometimes the keyboardists need to freestyle a bit during the live performance for the band.
I really like how they combined different elements of music into their songs, and it is, I think that their keyboardist is very skilled in piano, because their songs are actually quite difficult to play. Yeah, I used to play their piano, and I have tried to cover some of their songs, but it's actually quite difficult, and it's not easy, and I feel very impressed by how they can compose or arrange such songs, and give a lot of different styles and fuse a lot of elements onto their songs. Yeah, and actually the song Be a Flower is the opening to the new mystery anime Apothecary Diaries. This anime is about a young maiden who is kidnapped and sold into servitude at the Empire's place, where she secretly employs her pharmacist skills to unravel medical mysteries in the inner court.
Yes, it is very interesting to see on Japanese anime, but it was the story was set in the Chinese Empire, and I think it got some positive comment through as well. Usually, in China, there are always TV dramas for such stories.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting to have an anime set in China. And actually, when I was small, I also watched another anime that is also set in China. And but I forgot the English name. Maybe after I find that, then I'll tell everyone during the next podcast if I host it.
Cool. And although the music video is full of entertainment, like it was describing the scene of fighting for the Japanese chuka cuisine, Japanese Chinese style food, and yeah, for some certain fighting scenario that in the action movie style, yeah.
Yeah, I just actually found that story that is set in China, which has an anime. And this, the name is actually Saiun Koku Monogatari. So if it was a lot of years ago, it was 2006. So if you happen to watch, then yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, totally. I think Ryoku o Shoku Shakai has opened the Bilibili official account. I think a lot of Japanese musicians and artists did, and they've also uploading some videos through Bilibili channels as well.
Yeah.
Hope like someday they will come to China for the tour.
Yeah, hopefully. Okay, so now let's have some more announcements. If you want to hear some extra songs in this episode, join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs in this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
Now let's have our second song, which is the new song, Clear Skies by Yurushika.
Number 2.
Now you've heard Clear Skies by Yurushika. Yoroshika is a Japanese rock duo founded in 2019, represented by Universal Music Japan. The group is composed of Enu Una, a Vocaloid music producer, and Suis, a female vocalist. The name Yoroshika is taken from a lyric in their song, Kumo to Yure. Yoroshika mo nemurezu ni, meaning I can only sleep at night. The I-designed logo mark is a motif of two moons facing each other and also serves as a clock hand portraying the time 6 at night.
So the song Clear Skies serves as the second ending theme for the hit anime series Frieren Beyond Journeys, and well, this story is about an elf and her friends defeat a demon king in a great war, but when the war is over, the elf must search for a new way of life. So when you listen to this song, you can try to think of the story or even try to watch some summary or introduction from this anime, or you can actually get to watch it so you can know more about this song, and it's really interesting.
Yes, totally. And I went to the one of the anime expo in Suzhou, where my hometown is. I saw like some fan cos the main character Frieren. And some of the other characters in this anime, which means that it was really a hit anime.
Now let's move on to our next song, which is the top song on our list. It is So Soup by Official Hige Dandism, which has raised one place from our rank.
Number one.
Yeah.
So official Higedanism is always said as Higedan is a Japanese pop rock band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012 by Satoshi Fujihara. He is the lead vocals and the piano. You always see him playing piano in a lot of music videos, so you might be able to recognize him. And we have Daisuke Ozaka, the lead guitar backing vocals, Makoto Narazaki, also the bass saxophone, and Masaki Matsura, he plays drums and percussions. So after signing a record deal with the major label in 2018 with Pony Canyon, official Higedandism released their single debut, No Doubt, and the lead single was played in Stand By You EP.
Soul Soup is used as the theme song for the new animated film Spy Family Code White. The music video is actually very interesting, showing love and passion for ramen people, and also the scene of people gathering and cheering reminds me the other music video of the song Bad Habit by Ed Sheeran. And also there's a theme for the immortal tag. I don't know why, but it is like the style of JoJo.
Their music videos are actually very appealing, the fact that it has used different visuals, different elements, and actually the song is a theme song for Spy Family Code White, which I think it's not the first song that is used that they have composed for Spy Family, right?
No, there's one for the opening before.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
And so they are always composing songs for Spy Family. It shows that they're super famous and loved by everyone in Japan, because Spy Family is quite one of the most popular anime recently in Japan, right?
Yes.
At least like people like my friends who don't watch anime would watch Spy Family.
Yeah, totally. And I think there's some video on YouTube which was reproduced the lyrics for the first opening for the Spy Family, which also produced by official Higedandism. And I think the lyrics was about the ramen. I don't know if there's any relation between the new music video. But yeah, Spy Family is a very cute anime, and I think it was it has been released for a while in Japan about this anyway, but it hasn't been released in China. I think I can't wait to watch this film.
Yeah, I think it should be good. Now we have some indie extras for everyone today. The first song is by Pride Ask, Akatsuki. Sailor mode, tara yubi sashi pan. Hazagan long make a kushi imination. Ah, guchi guchi uruse imitation. Danna kigen ga yoku ne kara shikatu. Attack neck, jaw neck, pain neck, tam neck. Yaku ni saki ni hi o tsuketa mon gaji. Drop.
Okay. 그래도 저도 괜스 멋지 꼭뭐 매너 위로 가요를 주님 모두 바카 배질 아시 대사도는 그 모두 이도 사랑이 우리 두고 대홍기 미세든 이도 요리 맛이 들고 가세 아시 가세 사랑이 와래 특수를 담은 나의 흡수기 사시대 하도 왜 끝에 땀이 묻혀 샘스 그때 여름이 그 분장 날태로 왼장 스카이색 시대로 휴마 아리는 때더 믿었을 때 남다는 그때 잠들 사사계로 가꾸고와 내 기대 더 뜨노 역사부르러 뱉어도 남보다 어노 난또 그노 맛있어세
Pridask is an electronic music duo composed of vocalist Aikapin and DJ and producer Tomoyuki Sakakida that formed in 2016. Pridask specializes in heavy beats and the cyberpunk style, with their music videos depicting a sci-fi-like universe.
Pridask not only creates their own music but also artwork. 3 DCG video production and in-game festivals such as Music Megaverse with Fortnite Creative. Their projects have gained attention not only from music fans but from other content creators for their forward-thinking style. Pridask's music is available on Bandcamp, Spotify, YouTube Music, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Line Music, and SoundCloud. And I think that's all songs of this month's list. And our next episode will include what is popular in the Kansai region with the musicians from there. Tune in next week with Brinton and Halu to find out another Japan Top 10 special episode.
Yeah, can't wait to hear that because I'm also a fan of Kansai music.
Oh, really? Do you have specific artist or music group from Kansai?
Yes, actually, I am a fan of Kanjani 8,
oh.
The five-member idol group under Johnny's.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I couldn't say that I'm too familiar, but I really like Kanjani 8 when I was small,
uh-huh.
And including Arashi. So,
oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also a fan of Arashi. And I think Kanjani 8 has changed their name as Super 8. Do you know that?
Yeah.
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 Oh, I know. Oh, no wonder. Okay, see you in next month, I think. I will be hosting another episode in for Japan Top 10. And thank you again. It's a great experience on recording with you, Luisa.
Me too. Yeah, I see that you're really passionate in a lot of Japanese songs, and you're so familiar with a lot of artists.
Yeah, totally. I think I'm watching a lot of information through the internet every day. It's all about Japanese music or variety or drama or films, anything.
Yeah, me too. I'm mostly a fan of Japanese dramas, so when I mm-hmm. hear some theme songs, it is the time that I go and look up like the lyrics and try to learn some Japanese from it. Thank you again, everyone.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed our episode and see you next month.
See you.
See you. Japan Top 10.